This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Moving along here, let's talk about this James Franklin situation here. And you know what? It's not just about – here's the problem. There's so many people out there who have no ability to have a discussion about James Franklin, Pat Narduzzi, or anything about either team or program without going on and on and on about the other program, even though both swear they don't care about the other. Listen. Here's the thing. I actually think this – you know, Chris Mueller, it pains me to say this, actually had a pretty good point when we were talking about this. I never like to give him credit for anything. Well, that's not true. I do give him credit for being a really good golfer. He's a very good golfer. And the thing about it, the thing I like about the most about it, I like playing golf with him. Because, you know, there's some guys like Richie Walsh, for instance, when you play golf. I love playing with Richie, but when you play with Richie, I mean, he's just really, really good. And you can tell he's really good. You know, his shots are beautiful. You know, he hits them up in the air the way they're supposed to. You know, he can hit them where he wants to hit them. He's got all those shots in his bag, you know, fades and draws. And I mean, you know, he's really good. Mueller is a lot more like, you know, you're a normal golfer in that, you know, he hits some bad shots here and there or whatever. But, man, he's the ultimate in terms of scrambling and grinding on the golf course. That's tremendous. Watching him, you know, he can hit a bad shot, and you think, okay, well, this is going to be the hole where he takes an eight, and somehow, he puts a bogey on his card. And it's like, how did you bogey from where you were at? But he just does. He's good. He's good at figuring it out. And so, you know, you watch him. It's kind of fun because at the end of the round, you're like, man, he had some bad shots, and he did this and that and everything. And then you look at his card, and he's like shot like a 78 or something, 79. And you're like, wow. But anyway, nevertheless, the thing about James Franklin is if the playoffs expand to 12 teams, which – it sounds like it's going to. Okay? In a lot of years, he's going to have them in position where they're probably going to be able to be a part of the playoff discussion more often than not. Regardless of what you think of him, it's true. You know, so in the long run, I mean, ultimately, I guess this is going to pay off from the standpoint of, hey, there'll be a playoff team a lot. And that's where I would say that. So, I mean, I feel like we are always going to be in a situation where, you know, you have to look at it and say that, well, from the standpoint of trying to, you know, basically just get to the playoffs, you know, he's going to be good enough. He recruits well enough and all that other stuff. And, you know, I feel like he's going to build a, what I would call, a team that basically year after year is going to be in a battle for, you know, the Eastern Division in the Big Ten. I get it. And frankly, you know, if you go 11-0 Or, you know, if you go 11-1, even if you go 10-2 and your two losses are, say, to Ohio State and Michigan, you're going to have an outside shot maybe to get to the playoff. It's probably going to be difficult. But, you know, if you are in the hunt for the Big Ten East, you're probably going to be in the hunt for the 12-team playoff. And I would point to you this year, right, to Michigan. Okay? And let's look at Michigan. Let's look at Michigan, for instance. Right now, let's see where they're at right now. I think, you know, I just saw come across the latest playoff thing or whatever, you know, the playoff rankings or whatever it's called. So let's look at the playoff rankings, which, by the way, all the whining and crying about Cincinnati 3 or 4 weeks ago, I said, stop whining and crying because the games haven't all been played. Let the games be played at the end of the time when all of the games are played. Guess what we've found almost every single year? For the most part, the right teams get in. And every so often, if we're arguing about 4 versus 5, I get it. There have been some other teams maybe who have had a claim, but for the most part, if you're going to be in the top four, you're one of the elite teams in the country. You've had an elite season. The top four teams right now combined have a total of 2 losses. Think about that. 2 losses. I mean, if we're going to whine about, how about Texas, San Antonio? Well, let's whine about them. They're 11-0, and they're not even the top 20. But at the end of the day, Michigan right now is fifth. Say they play Ohio State this weekend, and they lose by a field goal. They will be 10-2, right? And I bet you they won't drop more than 2 or 3 spots. That would put them right in the conversation for a 12-team playoff. So to me, you know, if you're in that conversation of the Big Ten East, as long as you don't get hammered by Ohio State, you're going to be in the conversation for that 12-team playoff. So, you know, but here's the flip side of that. I mean, Penn State should be in the conversation for the 12-team playoff every year. Not saying they get there every year, but given their facility, and I keep hearing about how bad their facilities are. Come on, please. Please. Okay? Please. My son went through the recruiting process. I can assure you their facilities are fine. More than fine. And here's the other thing. When they brought him up there for a recruiting trip, it was the Ohio State whiteout, the first whiteout game. The Ohio State whiteout game. Okay? He walked in the stadium, looked around. There was 110,000 people going crazy, all in white. And it was a night game and everything else. I mean, come on, man. Come on. What are we talking about? I don't want to hear that. Well, you know, we don't have the investment in facilities to be successful. Get out of here. If you're Penn State, you've got 110,000 fans. You've got a lot of alumni the support and money. You've got history. You've got everything else that is set in place to be a team that should be in the conversation every year for a top 12 spot, which means if he left and you hired the right coach, and I'm not even talking about going out and stealing somebody else's coach. I'm saying if you hired the right coach who understands how to recruit, that program probably should be in the conversation for the top 12 every single year. So, I mean, my point here is I don't understand why these schools feel the need to give these guys these ridiculous extensions. I would love to see some of these schools call some of these guys as bluff. I always said the same thing about Jamie Dixon. Every single year, if you remember, every year when he was winning a lot or whatever, you know, his name was involved in every single job that came open. Even if he wasn't really involved in it, his agent did a good job of putting his name out there. And, oh, you know, this team wants him, that team wants him. And meanwhile, you know, I would talk to some people around the programs and they're like, he's not even on the radar. But if you can create a situation where the administration thinks you might leave, you keep getting raises and you keep getting extensions, which is what happens. I would love to see. I mean, Penn State is bidding against itself right here. The guy's 11-9 in his last 20 games. What are we talking about? Seriously, what are we talking about? It's the same thing with this Mel Tucker. Okay, great. He's got Michigan State. Where are they at? In the top, they're 12th this year. He's 16-14 as a head coach. What are we talking about? We need to make him the highest paid coach? Well, we'll lose momentum if he's not here. Okay. Call his bluff. That's what I always say. It's clear USC and LSU don't want James Franklin. Call his bluff. Where's he going to go? Virginia Tech? SMU, I think I saw today that their coaches went to TCU. I mean, what are we talking about? To me, these schools always over they allow these coaches to overplay their hands, and for whatever reason, they bail them out. If I was Penn State, I'd tell you what, James, have a great season next year, and we'll come back and we'll revisit all of this. As of right now, guess what? As of right now, guess what? We're not giving you an extension, and the reason we're not going to give you an extension is because, well, quite frankly, these last 2 years have not gone the way we think they have, and you're signed through 25 as it is. So you already have job security. What do you give us a reason to give you an extension, and then we'll talk about it. You know, and listen, I said the same thing about Pat Narduzzi's extension. I said the same thing about Jeff Capel's extension. What exactly has Jeff Capel done that he deserved the extension he got? I understand these coaches, these administrators don't want to, you know, they don't have the stomach to go through coaching searches and whatnot. But at the end of the day, it's what your job is. And I'm not one who believes in firing coaches and moving on from coaches and, you know, the ridiculous, like Florida right now. Florida has just become a revolving door for coaches, and you can't build a program that way. I think that a lot of these programs need to have more patience than they have. And I think it's a good thing to try and have patience. But there's also a situation of where you put yourself, in, you know, behind the eight ball when you give people extensions that really haven't earned them. That's what I would say. You got to do better. Listen, we're Penn State. You got to do better than this. You know, got to do better. Period. So that's the way, that's where I would look at it. You know, that's where I would go with the whole thing. I just feel like you can sit here and tell me, well, you know, they won the Big Ten. They won the Big Ten in 2016 or something. Have they been elite in the last two seasons? They haven't. And if they lose this weekend at Michigan State, which I don't think they will, but if they do, we're talking about a five-loss season. We're going to give this guy 10 years, $8.5 million a year for 10 years? Come on, man. That's what it comes down to. Honestly. All right, I got to get to a break. Coming up, we've got John McGonigal of the Post-Gazette. He'll talk to us about the Pitt football team. But also, you know, he's a Penn State guy who covered Penn State for a long time. So we'll talk to him about that, too. It's 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.